Hello, and welcome back to a special edition of A Bunch of Nuts podcast. Today is December 4th, 2018. You'll be listening to this probably December 5th, 2018, and Urban Meyer is retiring as the head coach of Ohio State. I'm here with Big Cass, and Big Cass, it has been kind of a weird day.
Yeah, it's been a weird day. Some people may say deja vu if you're an Urban Meyer hater. But I think if you listen to all the reports and even what Kirk Herbstreit says, this is his last stint. He fulfilled his dream as the head coach at Ohio State. And he obviously there is some health issues. And he's been dealing with that cyst on his brain since the 1990s. So... he's 54, he's got a grandkid, another one on the way, son in college, and I think he basically said it's time to hang it up.
Yeah, I mean, I saw a tweet today by the Ohio State baseball coach. He basically said that it could, a reason, like, there's a human element to this, because obviously Urban, he's up there, he's 54 years old, and his son is actually starting his collegiate baseball career this year. So it could be maybe Urban wants to be around his kids more potentially. But, you know, people who don't like Urban, especially like the Florida Gators fans, Big Cass, they're gonna come out and say, oh, he's faking another health issue and stuff. I disagree. I mean, the dude's 54 years old. He's up there, and he clearly isn't doing well.
Yeah, you could see it. Actually, you could almost see it the past, I would say last year and going into this year also. And then, of course, the Zach Smith thing, of course, putting a toll on him and stress level. If people understand the stress level as a head coach, that it's unbelievable, especially being a head coach at a university like Ohio State.
And especially at a school that's so results-oriented, like – That's your livelihood. You got to win. Even today at the press conference today, they held for Urban Meyer, and when they announced Ryan Day as the new head coach, they basically, Gene Smith joked, he's like, you got to win, Ryan. Like, it's at the end of the day, it's about wins. That's his job. And Big Cass, let me just read you Urban's just accomplishments at Ohio State. 85-9 overall record. He's 55-4 in the Big Ten. 7-0 against that team up north, 3 Big Ten titles, 2 college football playoff appearances, 1 national title, and 12 first round draft picks in the NFL draft.
Yeah, and he also broke the record for the most players taken in on the first day. The first four rounds of the NFL draft, 2016 or 15 draft, I think it was 16, the most players taken in the first four rounds.
I'm kind of shocked that it was only 12 first-round picks, because between that draft and the 2017 draft, I could have sworn it was at least like 16, 20.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. I thought I was almost questioning that too, but also too... Regular season, he has 7 regular season losses, the same amount of wins he has against that team up north as a head coach, and he'll go down as the first and only coach to be undefeated against that team up north.
Absolutely, and I'm looking at his 85-9 overall record and the teams he lost to. 2 of those come to Clemson, 2 of those come to Michigan State. 1 comes to Iowa, 1 to Purdue, so that brings us to 6, if my math's correct.
1 Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech, 1 to Oklahoma.
That's it.
And, no, we're missing one more, I'm thinking. Oklahoma, Iowa, Purdue this year, 2006, Penn State,
yeah.
But, I mean... Other than the Purdue loss, really, just his losses to all major programs.
And he has 2 he has two bowl game losses, one to Clemson and one to
Clemson.
Well, yeah, both of them. But he has two to Clemson. So, outstanding career at Ohio State and Florida and Bowling Green and Utah. He's an outstanding human being. I don't care what Paul Feinbaum said. And Paul Feinbaum looked like an idiot today on ESPN when I was on my break at lunch. He just makes himself look like an idiot. And the Matt Hayes of Bleacher Report made himself look like an idiot with that stupid article. If you haven't guys haven't checked that out, go ahead. I don't waste your time. It's just a joke. Basically, him writing saying that he's going to be the head coach at Auburn in 2020. Okay, whatever.
I have it actually right here, Big Cass. The title is Urban Meyer Leaves Another Program Disgraced, and It Won't Be His Last.
Yeah. Don't waste your time reading it, folks. But anyways, Big Ten Network came out today. Before we get into Ryan Day, there's a lot to talk about Ryan Day and our expectations. But how about this? Big Ten Network came out today and had pretty much, and it's pretty remarkable. It listed the best records in the Big Ten since 2012. Obviously, Urban Meyer and Ohio State, 85-9. Can you take a guess who is number two? And it's not even close.
Was it Iowa?
No, it's Wisconsin at 69-25, Michigan State 63-28, and Penn State 60-29. That is outstanding. On how bad, if people can sit and complain about Ohio State, we are the Big Ten conference. And since 2012, we own, despite only having three Big Ten titles in that time period, but keep in mind, folks, we would have been Big Ten champions in 2012, no doubt in my mind. We just couldn't do any postseason ban. You know, we went undefeated 12-0.
Speaking of, a little sidebar, Big Cass, this is a little bit off topic. We all know Haskins got the invite to New York, and I was just going through my head all the quarterbacks under Urban Meyer. In your opinion, is Haskins the best guy Urban Meyer's ever had? Because he's had a bunch of great quarterbacks. I know who I'm going to say, and it might shock you.
At Ohio State?
Yeah, at Ohio State, under his tenure.
Okay. I was going to say, out of total in his career, I was going to say Tim Tebow or possibly Alex Smith. In his career, I think between Florida, Utah, and Ohio State, I got to lean towards Tim Tebow because he was a Heisman winner and a two-time national champion. But at Ohio State, pure passer, Dwayne Haskins is the best. But best overall quarterback, I want to say Braxton Miller or Kenny Guyton.
I was going to say, that's why I was going to say, Braxton Miller, in my opinion.
Guys.
I mean, in my opinion, Braxton Miller might have been the best weapon I've ever seen come out of, like, college football. The dude, not only was he a sick passer, sick runner, and then when, you know, the guy didn't have a shoulder anymore, he became a receiver. I was just going through my head today, thinking of all the great quarterbacks that Urban Meyer's coached.
But the thing is, dude, Kenny Guyton and Braxton Miller aren't his guys. So if you want to talk about his guys, the best pure passer is Dwayne Haskins, but best overall quarterback, you have to give it to JT Barrett, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, best overall, probably career-wise, is definitely Barrett because he's got the title. He's got basically all the major records, not the single-season ones anymore, but all the career records. He's got some good moments, so yeah, I'd probably say Barrett. Haskins, obviously an animal. We're gonna see if he's gonna win the Heisman. We're gonna be doing a follow up show this week, but I'm just shocked that Urban's kind of retired out of nowhere because, as we know, earlier this week, FootballScoops.com released an article saying that After this season, after the Big Ten Championship, Urban was going to announce that next season was going to be his last year. So he was still going to coach one more year. And after the Big Ten Championship, you know, they asked him about that and he said no comment. And, you know, I was really kind of worried that he was going to retire. Basically, that article is true. And it turns out it wasn't true because he ended up retiring today.
You want to know my theory on this? I think that basically him, Ryan Day, Shelley, and President Drake and Gene sat down Sunday. Ryan Day was about to go somewhere. And I think Gene Smith, he even said it today, Gene Smith said, this was our guy. Urban Meyer said, this is our guy to succeed me. And I think that Ryan Day was headed somewhere else, and I think Urban Meyer stepped down a year early to have Ryan Day take over.
I agree. Something was weird because, too, at the press conference, you can tell Gene Smith had this quote, and it seemed like Urban had a decision to make almost, because when that report by footballscoops.com came out, Gene Smith told Urban, oh, I could pull the plug on this report right now, like, you tell me what to do. And then it turns out the report's wrong because Urban ends up retiring early. It just feels like this was a calculated decision by Urban to leave the Ohio State football program in the best spot possible. And Big Cass, here's another reason why I'm a little confused. So obviously we didn't get into the playoff, and we're going to talk about that more in the next show. But if you know you're going to retire, if you know this is it, why wouldn't he, in his post-game speech, vouch a little more for him getting into the playoff? You know what I'm saying? Like,
but here's what he's also, and this is another thing too. I understand where you're coming from. Why didn't he vouch to? But Urban Meyer has always said that he has never coached in the Rose Bowl, and his dream is to always coach in the Rose Bowl. So basically, now he's getting the opportunity. And he's going to ride out in the sunset by possibly, you know, beating Washington in the Rose Bowl.
Like, I agree. Like, all right, I'm sure it is his dream, but he's such a competitor. I feel like if he knew he was going to retire, why wouldn't he just, you know, really make a better – his speech was kind of lame to me. It was like the same speech as last year, and – you know, he could have really guilt tripped the committee and like, oh, I'm going to retire after this season. Imagine going into the committee going into Saturday night with that. I mean, we definitely would have been six. We probably would have been put over Georgia at least, but who knows?
Who knows? But let's turn tide. We'll get more into it. I'm going to come up with a list for this week's episode. The all Urban Meyer team.
Big Cass, I just want to talk about that because you saw the thing I sent you by Ben Axelrod. He's an Ohio State reporter. I want to talk about the team he released, and I have some critiques about it, but I want to get your thoughts on it.
Okay.
So at running back, he had. Okay, here we are. At quarterback, he has Haskins.
Yeah, these are all his recruits.
Okay. At running back, this is the all Urban Meyer team, like best players under the Urban Meyer era. I'm not sure if they are his recruits, though, because there's some people on here that don't look like they're his recruits, but
I'll look on here.
He has Haskins at quarterback, running back Zeke Elliott, wide receiver Michael Thomas, Paris Campbell, and Curtis Samuel, tight end Jeff Heirman, offensive tackle Taylor Decker, offensive guard Billy Price, center Corey Linsley, offensive guard Pat Elflein, offensive tackle Jamarco Jones.
I agree with that. I honestly do.
I feel like I would flip that with Muhort.
Muhort was a guard.
Was he?
Yep.
Hmm.
But I honestly would put Pat Elflein at center and put Muhort at guard because Pat Elflein was a better center than guard, in my opinion. He's proven in the NFL, too.
Would you put Jamarco Jones over Isaiah Prince?
Yes, an RB.
Okay. What about the third wide receiver position? Because they put Curtis Samuel there, and I understand Curtis Samuel is like was an amazing player for Ohio State, but he really wasn't a wide receiver.
I'd put KJ Hill there.
I'd put Devin Smith.
Devin Smith was a trestle guy.
Yeah, but he was so important for that national championship team.
Yeah, but I would put, as a pure wide receiver, I would put KJ Hill.
Interesting. I do like KJ Hill though. That is.
I'm going with if it was Urban Meyer's recruits, I would have to take Corey Linsley out because he was there when Trust was there.
Hyerman's got to get out.
Well, Hyerman is a Urban guy.
Was he? I could have sworn he was before Urban.
He was a senior in 2015 when Braxton was senior.
So yeah, no, then he was definitely a trestle guy.
Well, no, when Braxton was a redshirt senior though.
Mm.
Hyerman was a 4-year senior.
Well, no, his senior year was 2015, the national championship year, because then the Broncos drafted him that year. So he was definitely a trestle guy.
I want to find out.
He was 100% a trestle guy. I'd put money on it.
I'm looking it up.
I mean, the tight end position, though, is so weak that, it has to be Hyerman, though. I don't think there's any other. You could say Vinette, but Vinette wasn't better than Hyerman. Vinette was the 2 tight end.
I liked Vinette.
I did too. He was a good player.
Jeff Hyerman was recruited class of 2011, so he was a pickle guy.
Oh, okay. That's it. A rare fickle guy.
AKA Urban guy.
Yeah. Fair enough,
but if you want to go that way, I would. You know, if you want to go that way, if true Urban guys, quarterback Dwayne Haskins, I always throw 2 running backs in, and I'd go Zeke Elliott and J.K. Dobbins, Michael Thomas, Paris Campbell, K.J. Hill, wide receiver, tight end Nick Vinette, and then tackle Decker, guard Billy Price. Pat Elflein at center. Jack Newhart I can't do because I put Michael Jordan because Jack Newhart was a trestle guy, and then Jamarco Jones.
I like that. My team might be better, to be honest.
And then my defensive ends, obviously the Bosas.
Yeah.
As much as Dolphus Washington played well, I like Robert Landers better. And I'm going to go with Robert Landers at D-tackle with Draymond Jones. And then linebackers, Darren Lee, Raekwon McMillan, and Jerome Baker. Keep in mind, these are pure Urban guys because Ryan Chazier was not. And then DBs.
Oh, these are filthy.
Malik Hooker. I got to go with Malik Hooker, Von Bell. I will go Marshawn Lattimore. But I don't know, man. I flip a coin with Eli Apple and Denzel Ward just because Eli Apple had a lot of picks compared to Denzel Ward.
Yeah, when Eli Apple played in college, he definitely seemed like the best corner Ohio State had had in a while. Not in the NFL, but if you're looking at collegiate career, Eli Apple was a shutdown college corner.
Yeah, so I would give the nod to Eli Apple over Denzel Ward.
My one critique to the defensive tackle position is instead of Adolphus, give me Michael Bennett.
He was a trust guy.
Okay. But he was a beast. Michael Bennett was – Adolphus, obviously a better NFL prospect, but Michael Bennett, dude, he made so many huge plays.
Yeah, he did. He made a lot. So that's a good team. You know, unbelievably, it's kind of short, man, you know. But then again, thank you, Urban Meyer, for the first ever national championship in the college football playoff era. Thank you for 3 Big Ten titles, a Cotton Bowl championship, Sugar Bowl championship,
Fiesta Bowl. You
know, Fiesta Bowl championship. All Americans all across the board. Recruiting Zeke Elliott. Guys like Zeke Elliott, the Bosas, you know, and another, you know, guys, you know, Dwayne Haskins, guys like Perry McLaurin and Paris Campbell, who guys who got overshadowed a lot in their career, but finally had an awesome senior year. Guys who just never quit. You know, he coached some teams that never quit. So now we flip side to Ryan Day. Ryan Day's contract, 5 years, $4.5 million each, and gets a $250,000 signing bonus if he makes it to 2022.
Yep, and I'm pulling up. He has some really cool incentives in here. I mean, I'm sure all Ohio State coaches have this, but let me read you the incentives. Basically, GPA, if the team is a 3-0, he gets $50,000. 3-3, 100 grand. 3.5, 150 grand. Big East Division Champion, $50,000. Winner of the Big Ten Championship, $100,000. College football playoff game appearance. So basically a New Year's Six Bowl is what I've been told this means. $200,000. If you make it to the semifinal, $250,000. College football playoff final appearance is $350,000. There is no incentive for winning the national championship, though. Big Ten. There should. Yeah, basically a massive contract, basically a statue and a contract extension. Big Ten Coach of the Year, $50,000. National Coach of the Year, $75,000. He gets a $1,200 a month automobile stipend. Full golf membership to any golf course, and he gets to fly a private jet for a minimum, a maximum of 50 hours, it looks like, and then he gets 12 football tickets a game as well as 5 press credentials. So Ryan Day, you can throw 2 of those credentials our way. We appreciate that.
That's all we want.
Yes, all we want. We will back you on every decision you make.
So, with all those incentives, is you know, great. I like what Ryan Day is going to bring to the table. I think he's a heck of a speaker. I loved what he said about how it didn't take him long to realize what the rivalry means to Ohio State, meaning that team up north. So that's a great thing to know. I just like the way he speaks. I don't have the whole speech in front of me. I'm sure you do. But he, even when back when he was the head coach for 3 games, and we're hiring a head coach that's that has a 100%, not a thousand, but he's basically batting 1,000 when it comes to games.
Exactly. And the thing about Ryan Day, too, is the people are saying, oh, he hasn't had full coaching experience. Well, no, that's not true. He ran training camp, and he coached the first 3 games. So, I mean, that's as much experience as you really need, to be honest.
Right. So, speaking of this, let's look ahead past the Rose Bowl into the Ryan Day era, 2019 schedule. We're not going to do wins, losses, but and not until fall when it comes. But first 3 games, you know, well, first 4 games, you know, Florida Atlantic, Cincinnati, at Indiana, Miami, Ohio. So nothing to brag about, you know. Bama fans were like, well, we complain about Bama's schedule. Well, now people can complain about our schedule.
Hey, I mean, I will say Florida Atlantic, they're decent because Lane Kiffin has that program rolling. And then Luke Fickell, too, with Cincinnati. Those are two decent non-conference opponents.
Well, and keep in mind, 3 of those 4 teams will probably make a bowl game this year. And well, 2 of the 4, I think. Definitely Florida Atlantic and Cincinnati. Indiana, I'm not sure. I don't think Miami, Ohio will get theirs. But Miami, Ohio was supposed to be TCU. So, But this is where it gets tough. I know we already played at Indiana, which will be tough because Indiana always plays it tough. But let's get in the heart of the Big Ten schedule. The fact that, look at this four-game stretch here for Ryan Day. At Nebraska, who will be very good, I think, in my opinion.
Yep.
Michigan State.
Oh.
The day before my wedding anniversary. And then we get a bye week at Evanston to play Northwestern. And then, well, no, yeah, there's a bye week in between there. And because it says Saturday, October 5th to Saturday, October 19th, so there's definitely a bye week in there. Right?
Yeah, I would say so. There's usually it's usually around that time, the bye week anyway.
That means there's two bye weeks.
Huh.
Because October 26th, we play Wisconsin at home. Bye week, Maryland at Rutgers. Penn State at home and then at Michigan.
I mean, so, the Penn State-Michigan back-to-back is brutal.
Yeah, I mean, we do play at Rutgers before that. That's okay. And then Maryland, Wisconsin. And that four-game stretch right there is what... Those four games right there, in my opinion, is going to show you what kind of football team and what kind of coach Ryan Day is going to be.
Absolutely. And we don't know what the staff's going to look like just yet. Ryan Day did allude to that he wanted, with especially on the defensive side of the ball, he wanted a defense that can present many different fronts and kind of present a lot of matchup problems. He talked about it today at the press conference. So that might mean Greg Schiano's gone. I know, Big Cass, you put a poll out on the Bunch of Nuts Twitter account about which assistant coaches you think will be back and which ones are going to be gone. And the people have voted so far, and it looks like the 45% believe Alex Grinch is going to be back.
I can see that. But I also did, our buddies over at 11 Warriors posted today that Mike Bantoni, Mika Marotti, and I believe somebody else are going to be retained as the strength and conditioning coach, which I am ecstatic about. You want to keep those guys up into strength and conditioning. I think Larry Johnson, I think he may retire now that Urban's retiring. But if you want to talk about giving different fronts, Larry Johnson's the guy you want to keep around.
That'd be a huge loss if we lost him.
I think he's gonna. I think he'll be around. I think he loves coaching the Buckeyes and Ryan. I honestly think the only person that we may see leave is Graziano, Kevin Wilson, and that's just because, you know, they may get head coaching jobs. But if not, I think the coaching staff stays intact because I think the Zach Smith situation brought that coaching staff closer.
They do need to make Hartline the full-time wide receiver coach. I don't know why that's taking so long. They need to give it to him. If you look at how the receivers have played this season, phenomenal. Just drop the interim tag.
Yeah, I think he'll be retained.
Now, the big question, Big Cass, as we're wrapping up here, but one last point we got to mention: recruiting.
Oof.
So today, it started out good for the Buckeyes. You know, Garrett Wilson came out, top recruit next year, says, "I'm 1,000% committed to Ohio State University, much love." He looks like he's going to be obviously the leader of that group. Marcus Crowley, Dwan Mathis,
Jack Miller.
Jack Miller. Basically,
the 2019 class looks like it's going to stay intact.
Yeah. Exactly. It's the big question of the 2020 class. And Paris Johnson came out, well, his mom, they released a statement today. They don't want to have any further comment. He kind of seems he could be up in the air because I think he was very, Paris Johnson was looking forward to playing under Urban. And he posted a picture with him today on Twitter of him and Urban, like a personal picture, like I guess at one of the meetings. So I don't know if this is going to affect Paris Johnson. We'll see. Legend Cavazos, though, 4-star safety from Florida. He decommitted, but he's still open to returning to Ohio State.
Yeah, I think what it is these guys are for the 2020 class are going to sit and wait and see what Ryan Day does. And I think if Urban Meyer still coaches, but allows the Rose Bowl to be what Ryan Day wants to be, but still makes, some of the decisions, so he can help his team win. I think you're going to see some of these guys, okay, if Ryan Day has, basically the control of this football team and we go out and beat Washington by a couple touchdowns, then you're going to see some of these kids probably commit back.
Absolutely. And two, the situation of how they're going to go about recruiting, it looks like Urban right now, for the time being, he's going to stay in Columbus. If any recruits want to meet with him, you can come to Columbus. Urban will host you. He'll talk to you. He'll reassure you. He'll give his best sales pitch. But now it looks like Ryan Day, basically starting today, is going to be going out and doing the recruiting himself also.
Yeah, he has to. And the football team's off this week, so this is a heavy recruiting week. So, and then next week they get back at it to get ready for Washington for the Rose Bowl. And I don't think you're going to see much of a setback. You're going to see some because Ryan Day is not Urban Meyer.
No.
Ryan Day is dead. So you may see some setbacks, but all in all, I don't think you're going to see too much of a setback on this football team.
I don't think so either. I mean, it's really a peaceful transition of power. It should be almost seamless the way they're doing it, because it's honestly the perfect situation if Ryan Day is the guy they hope he is. And there's no reason why this program should take a step back.
Absolutely. But keep in mind, a lot of people are sitting here saying, well, now this has been a great day for Jim Harbaugh. Guys, just because Urban Meyer's gone doesn't mean we're not going to beat that team up north.
I could just picture Jim Harbaugh like breathing a sigh of relief, and then it's like, wait, no, it's the guy who put up 62 on your defense is taking over. So, good luck.
Yeah.
I mean, but Big Cass, that's just a cycle of that team up north. Like, one little thing happens and they slowly gain confidence, and then, Saturday in November it happens, and then it's next year.
Yes.
Every time it's always next year. It's always next year. No, it's never.
And the thing is the way the rumors have been going around, we may see for a first time in a very, very long time, both Ohio State and Michigan, possibly, with two new head coaches.
Ooh. Is Harbaugh on the hot seat? Is he next?
The Green Bay Packers are going to try to take a shot at him.
And they're not going to take a shot at Urban?
Why?
I mean, that's a good question, but it's just curious. I'm just curious about it because, there's a couple of openings right now. The Packers, the Browns. The Browns aren't too far. They obviously know Urban.
The Browns want Mike McCarthy.
We'll see, though. I mean, I doubt Urban coaches in the NFL again or ever, but there are some spots available.
Yeah.
But, that does it for this quick episode of A Bunch of Nuts. Like always, check us out on Twitter that's Facebook. On Facebook, we're at Bunch of Nuts. On Twitter, we're at Bunch_Nuts. And Big Cass, as always, win the moment.
Win the moment, and thank you, Urban. And check out we got possibly new poll questions coming out for this week. Also, keep tuning in this week where Big Cass tries to stump Dan and name that bowl game.
I'm gonna get them all right.
You can't look at the bowl games.
Oh no! I'm gonna do my research. No, I'm not.
No, you're not allowed to look. I get the name. I get the. I'm sure you probably know, but you know.
I know. I will not be fooled by the Gasparilla lawnmower bowl or whatever. I did not think that was real last year, and it was real.
or the PapaJohns.com bowl, like whatever it was a few years back.
Oh yeah, or no, the Battlefrog PlayStation Fiesta Bowl. That one, I can't believe was a real name.
And thank God PlayStation said, "Hey, hold that. Hold, you know, we'll take that over."
Exactly, but
man. And what was it? The Little Caesars Bowl? Yeah, there it is, right there.
That has to be real. That one, right?
It was real. Now it's. I don't know what it is now.
That would have stumped me. You would have got me there. I would have said it's real. Oh my gosh, I'm excited. But I'm excited, man. We might do an award show next week too. We should do that.
All right.
As always, win the moment. Go Bucks. Thank you, Urban.